The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit autoowners.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. A reservation at a restaurant is typically not a commitment. It's more like stating an intention, like a rental car reservation. But at some specialty restaurants, where you pay not so much for the food as to be part of a total culinary experience, a missed reservation is a big deal.
We only have 24 seats. If we have one table not show up, there goes the whole profit for the night. So it could potentially put us out of business.
Which is why at LA's new Trois Mecs restaurant, reservations are taken very seriously. More after this from Charlie. People break restaurant reservations all the time, and restaurants hate that.
The reactions range from, it's a part of our business, to foaming at the mouth.
Russ Parsons, the food editor at the Los Angeles Times. He told CBS's Bill Whitaker that at LA's Red Medicine restaurant, the owner got so fed up with no-shows, he started calling them out by name on Twitter.
I can understand being upset about it. I can't for the life of me understand the public shaming part of it.
Because these people will never come back.
That's a very safe bet.
Which is why at Trois Mecs, owners Ludo Lefebvre and John Shook tried something different. They don't take reservations. They sell tickets. $75 a person for a fixed-price menu. Wine is extra.
It's exactly like going to the theater.
Buy your ticket for
a movie.
Or a movie.
Yep.
Or go see a game.
But they don't expect to do that for a restaurant.
Yeah.
Not yet.
They don't expect to do
that
yet.
We create a new system.
You're committing to coming here by prepaying.
The benefits to the restaurant are obvious. If you know you have 30 people coming, you can buy 30 scallops, 30 steaks. There's no waste. It's fresh. You have predictability. But for the customer, if you're late or you just forget, well, you're out $75.
Yep.
Yeah.
If you missed the play, would you be out $75?
Yeah.
Personally, I think they should at least give you the uncooked food, for crying out loud. The Osgood File, this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.